leading excellence, learning from the curry magic. First, please watch this mind and body boggling 57-second video. You might, as you're watching it, just ask how. If you've watched it, I have to ask you, are you done shaking your head in disbelief? Come back now onto your field of play. Maybe you pursue excellence at a trade or craft, speaking, mediating, inspiring, designing, building, teaching, or how about parenting? What can we learn about pursuing excellence from Steph Curry? First, incessant repetition, work ethic, smart practice, breaking it down into pieces, being committed in mind and action to continuously improve. 16 shots in that video, but tens or hundreds of thousands in practice like that. 2, trust of self. It's hard enough to fight the opposition. It's massively harder when you're fighting yourself. Second guessing, starting and stopping, comparing yourself, fearing bad results, squeezing tighter, tighter, tighter. Curry doesn't seem to fight himself, chastise himself, doubt himself. Seldom in a game does he or any player make over half their shots. When he misses, he continues to let it flow. This trust in self is, of course, a paradox, for if having confidence were easy, it would be, well, easy. But notice how points 1 and 2 reinforce each other. When you've practiced and prepared hard, you're better able to relax into your work more easily. I know, going into a 700-person classroom, that if my PowerPoint deck is really solid, I can cruise. I know, going into 2023, that I will have given deep thought and prayer and conversation to what I hope to accomplish. That will make it easier to be in the moment over and over again when I release the ball, as Curry does, with fluidity. I think there's a third point, trust in the world. The games of basketball and life have thousands, millions of moving parts. When, for instance, you quote-unquote raise a child, your control is 95% illusion. You're not going to swish every shot. When, for instance, you quote raise a child, end quote, your control is 95% illusion. You're not going to swish every shot on the parenting floor. Despite your young parent hidden assumptions that you can or could or must get it right, 1,000 variables lie outside your control. For starters, your baby's bowels. Forever, their will, their siblings, your parents, schools. Oh, come on, the list is endless. This third point about trusting in the world cycles back to the second, trusting in yourself, because Steph's very body is his, but in a sense it's external to him. In relation to his will to control, his fingers, wrists, triceps are all just another part of the world outside him. He, his brain and will, can't make it shoot those perfect shots you saw in the video. It may be pure projection on my part, but I think Steph Curry has a kind of trust and also humility about the world. You've got to respect that world. Wins, losses, injuries, momentum, referees, competitors, rules changes, family demands, aging, fellow players, everything is always in flux. He seems to know that, and it seems to take pressure off him. He seems to have one more thing, maybe related to all of the above. 4, joy. It's a game. It's play. How do we forget that? May your week bring you good practice, trust in yourself, trust in the world, and joy as you play at leading with your best self.